Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
Yogurt maker Chobani is working with Fairtrade USA, the World Wildlife Fund, National Milk Producers Federation, Cornell University, other state programs, and dairy farmers, working to develop comprehensive standards for ensuring sound labor, environmental, and animal welfare conditions on dairy farms. It's a six-pillar effort called Milk Matters. And here with the National Milk Producers Federation to talk about it is Alan Bjerga. Alan, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit more about this cooperative effort and the role of National Milk in this.
Well, if you don't mind, Mike, you're bringing up this Chobani effort that it was written pretty extensively about in the New York Times earlier this week. And if you just allow me to vent for about a moment or so, you know, the headline on that story said it was meant, this program is meant to help the struggling dairy industry. We have to get beyond this concept of struggling within dairy. It is true that per capita milk consumption is down, and it is true that dairy farmers themselves are struggling. But the dairy industry itself has a very bright future. You've seen consumption of milk go up 4 out of the last 5 times in the U.S. You know, exports are up in spite of some challenging trade winds. And in this context, you see the dairy industry trying to improve itself, make sure that consumers have more confidence in the product, have a greater trust in what milk provides for them. And frankly, part of what Chobani CEO Hamdi Ulukaya calls the emotional ingredients behind a product. And I think that's a lot of what is behind this effort here, where he's talking about Milk Matters. You know, dairy has a great story to tell. It has a lot of positive things to offer consumers, especially, you know, with compared to some of the less nutritious, more expensive competitors from the plant-based sector. But what you really need is something that shows folks that we're out there, that we're getting better. The exploration of this certification with Fairtrade, which ultimately is Chobani's bailiwick, that's something that helps move the needle in this direction. What National Milk is doing, you know, we administer the National Dairy Farm Program, which ensures best practices in everything from, you know, workforce training to animal care. We're in the process of coming out with the latest version of these guidelines. We're in conversations with Chobani. We are showing what some of the best practices are that we've been encouraging, and everything they can do to encourage those practices as well and come up with new ideas that move the industry forward, that's very welcome.
Now, these are hot points right now when you talk about environmental issues, treatment of animals, of course, the farm labor issues. These are big areas that create a lot of emotion and, in some cases, controversy of what's being done or what needs to be done. So is this a matter as well of educating the public what is going on in the dairy industry?
I think that's a big part of it, Mike. You take a look at some of the things that dairy is doing right now in terms of its, you know, carbon footprint, the actual reduction, not just per unit, but in overall measures of greenhouse gas. You've seen dairy be a leader, not just in animal agriculture, but in agriculture as a whole. Some of the issues that dairy has is the fact that these are these large operations. You know, these are cows that are living for a long time in one place. They're great targets for undercover activists. They're great targets for people who, you know, want to go against something with a very wholesome image and sort of be contrarian in what they are portraying. And so it gives dairy a bigger target on its back than it deserves, and especially when you consider all of the positive things that dairy is doing to lower its carbon footprint, to be proactive in having the only animal welfare standard that is it recognized internationally for the best practices that it promotes. So a lot of this is consumer education. Again, I think a lot of what Chobani is doing with this initiative is trying to show that education and show consumers that extra mile is really being taken and those extra steps are really being taken seriously. That's a lot of what the industry is already doing. I think Chobani's effort only enhances it.
Chobani says by December of this year, all their source milk will comply with National Milk's Farm Program version 3.0. You touched upon this. Tell us a little bit more about National Milk's Farm Program.
Well, the Farm Program 3.0 compliance is very important, but I got to tell you, we're already working on 4.0, which is going to enhance things even further. You know, the National Dairy Farm Program is 10 years old. It's meant to lead the industry through a system of second-party audits, third-party audits, ways to educate producers on what science shows are the best practices in terms of animal care, in terms of sustainability practices. We're adding workforce management to this. You know, a lot of the real hot-button issues in dairy where we're really looking for answers that really include things that, boost the integrity of both the dairy farm as well as the integrity that a consumer feels when they get a dairy product. Farm was really a trailblazer in this. It continues to be leading the pack. Frankly, we're not that surprised that Chobani is working with us. When you have 98% of the milk supply involved in the farm program, it's a great place to start, and it's a great place where everyone can learn and discuss.
And finally, Alan, are you happy with the participation numbers? We're seeing the sign-up numbers in the dairy margin coverage program.
Well, you know farmers as well as I do. I think this is going to look like a barbell, you know, in terms of when the sign-ups happen. It started on June 17th. Within the first 10 days, you had about 5,000 operations of almost 40,000 that were signed up. That's very encouraging. And what is important is that these farmers who really have been living from milk check to milk check, they can now get in right away, and they can get that assistance in the first half of July. You know, the check should be going out in the next few weeks. From there, I wouldn't be shocked if you didn't see some late adapters in this. I mean, the longer you wait, the more information you have of past months of this program. And remember, sign-up is retroactive to January 1st, so you get those first few months of the year. Plus, folks just get busy. I mean, I would encourage farmers to sign up as quickly as they can because you never know what might happen during that last week of September when you were meaning to go out and sign up. But the information is out there. A lot of farmers are participating at the 950 maximum coverage level. That'll make sense for a lot of folks. They should get out, but the early numbers are indeed encouraging.
All right, Alan, good to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Alan Bjerga with the National Milk Producers Federation. We are out of time for today and for the week. Monday, we'll talk with Iowa Senator Charles Grassley. Hope you'll join us as well. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks for being with us on AOA.